This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. On a ridgetop ranch west of Sebastopol, Susan Jan Hornstein trains horses. She even calls her operation Well-Trained Horses. But these days, a big part of her time is going to finding new homes for horses whose owners can no longer keep them.
Our goal is to get the horses rehomed as quickly as we can. And sometimes it's quick, and sometimes it's a very long process.
Lately, there have been more of the latter, Susan says, as the same economic conditions that have forced owners to give up their animals also make it more difficult to find new homes for them, or even places to graze temporarily.
We're all full. I found myself a week ago receiving a call every day, Monday through Friday, for rescues, and the smallest number were for 3 horses, and then the largest one was for 17 horses. So it is overwhelming. You find yourself in a position sort of godlike. You often may make a decision about life or death for an animal, and it's not what we really want to do.
Hornstein estimates that it costs upwards of $350 per month just to feed one horse, and half again that much for other care needs, more if the horse is shod. And horses typically live 25 to 30 years, often longer. The situation becomes even more difficult if the animal is old or in poor health and needs to be put down.
You can do it through a vet, and there's various vets who have contributed a lot, but it can be really expensive because there are a couple people who will do it for not much money, maybe in the $7,500 range, but then you still have to have somebody haul the horse away.
Until a few years ago, there were a handful of slaughterhouses across the state where diseased or dying animals could be sent for a humane death, but they were banned in California.
Initially, your horses could go to Nevada, Texas, Arizona, and then slowly it was just down to 2 states, and then there was a federal law passed, and now there are no places in the United States.
Hornstein says that well-intentioned law proved to have some disastrous consequences.
What happens is that horses end up going to Mexico. They go many packed into a van. Some don't make the trip. They have no food or water in transport. They have no brakes. You know, it's very much like Auschwitz or a slave transport. And when they get there, they don't have any rules or regulations. So the animals often have a slow death, and about half of them are probably dismembered before they actually die. So the horses really are tortured. The horses are tortured, and they suffer tremendously.
Hornstein refuses to consign any horses that come to her to such a fate. But as economic conditions prompt ever more calls from owners who can no longer take care of their horses, that challenge looms ever larger.
It just is getting bigger and bigger. It's sort of an exploding situation, and then you add the economy to it, and it's unbearable.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.